We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we have Leah Corman in the booth with us. And she's going to be talking about a very exciting project. It's called Phelps Helps. And the website is phelpshelps.ca. And basically, it's a program for students who need help with tutoring. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. We have many different programs, but our main objective of them is to support students in their homework, in their studying, all aspects of their schooling, in other words.
Okay. So tell us a bit about the project. How did it get started? Are you the spearhead of it?
No. I've been with the program a couple of years now, but the program was started in 2012 by mm-hmm. two local community members. Mm-hmm. They wanted to get involved in the community, and they realized that there was a very high dropout rate in the Stansted area.
Okay.
So they said, okay, well, there's clearly a need at the high school level to implement some type of program. So they started out with a high school tutoring program twice a week, mm-hmm. and it just kind of grew from there. So it started in 2012 with one program, and we're going into our fifth year now, and we're up to five different programs.
Okay, so it's definitely grown. It's been a success then.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely has.
Okay. And you graduated from Bishop's with a degree in psychology.
Yep.
What made you want to become involved with this program, Clea?
I graduated in psychology, but I've always mm-hmm. Been interested in tutoring, and I've always been interested in education. Mm-hmm. I'm also from the townships. I grew up in a little small town about 10 minutes from Stansted called Ways Mills.
Okay.
So I love the area, and I really wanted to get involved and give back to the community mm-hmm. in some way. Mm-hmm. This type of project, innovative community initiative, just seemed like the perfect fit.
Okay, so I should add that it's all volunteer, I guess. It's
yeah.
definitely nonprofit.
Yeah.
And how does the program work?
Well, we have the high school tutoring program is kind of our flagship program.
Mm-hmm.
So for the high school tutoring program, students from Galt get dropped off directly at our location. Mm-hmm. So all they have to do is get a bus pass from their school to be dropped off directly. And that's all they have to do. There's no fee. It's totally on a voluntary basis. Mm-hmm. So if they want help with homework, or if they just want to, you know, quiet place to do their homework,
okay,
that's what we're there for.
Okay.
And for the elementary programs, they're based out of Sunnyside Elementary in Stansted, and it's the same thing. It's voluntary basis. The students sign up with the secretary, and mm-hmm. and they can come to the program.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
And so all they need is a bus pass. The bus will drop them off there, so it's parental permission, I guess.
Yep.
And things like that. And who picks them up after the parents? Or?
Yeah, the parents okay. usually pick them up, although if they don't have a lift home, or if mm-hmm. they have an issue with that, transportation is provided. We have a partnership with the Cab Redeker in Stansted.
Okay.
This supplies volunteer drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. And right now you said it's totally in English, but you have some plans perhaps in the future that it will become bilingual.
Yeah, for sure. Stansted is primarily, I would say, mm-hmm. an Anglophone community, but for sure we don't want to exclude any students. Mm-hmm. So even though currently most of our students are Anglophone, if a Francophone student wanted help with homework, mm-hmm. we wouldn't turn them away. Our doors are always open. But we do have on the horizon, we have plans to put together a French program that would serve some of the French students in the community, but also give the Anglophone students an opportunity to practice their French mm-hmm. And to acquire more skills in that domain, because mm-hmm. French is something they need to graduate high school. They
that's
need
right.
it to graduate. Mm-hmm. So that's coming in the next year or so.
Okay, so that's great. So it's definitely a place where English people can get help, English students.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
yes,
really
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
And let's see, there's no charge. What about the volunteers?
The volunteers, we have a great dynamic group of volunteers. We have a group of Bishop students that come up to Stansted to volunteer with
okay.
us. We have partnerships with the psychology department, mm-hmm. Partially because I graduated from mm-hmm. the psychology mm-hmm. department. We get their practicum students do a stage with us during
okay.
the winter.
Oh, nice.
And then we just get volunteers in general from Bishop's, mm-hmm. As well as we have a partnership with Stansted College.
Mm-hmm.
On the Thursdays, we get the older students of Stansted College come down and peer tutor our mm-hmm. students, as well as we have volunteer student teachers and teachers from Stansted College.
That's really great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of volunteers. Yeah. Are you in need of more volunteers?
Oh, we're always in need of volunteers, for sure. Our elementary school students especially, those programs are quite large. They're growing. Mm-hmm. On Thursdays, we have almost 30 participants.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's we're always in need of volunteers.
Yeah, that's like a whole classroom.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And our activities are quite dynamic, so the more people you have, it creates a better learning environment.
Okay, so what categories should volunteers be aware of? Are you looking for volunteers to help tutor reading or math? Or
it could be anything. Honestly, even if you just want to help, there's mm-hmm. we can find a way that you can get involved with our program. Mm-hmm. The high school tutoring program, there it's more subject-based, you know,
okay.
English, French, math, history, even social sciences. You can help with almost anything. Mm-hmm. And then the elementary school programs, there it's not as subject-based, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of educational activities that,
okay.
that are more geared towards hands-on learning.
Nice.
So it's not just, you know, an afternoon of just doing math exercises. It's mm-hmm. math games or cooperation challenges. So that type of activity doesn't require a specific skill set for a volunteer. It's just mm-hmm. the willingness to help.
That's really great.
Yeah.
So do you have any statistics on how this has helped the students? Like, are their grades better?
Yes, for sure. You really see a difference with the students.
That's wonderful.
I mean, we do deal with, you know, are their grades getting better?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really the self-perception that you see in the students changing.
Yeah.
You see that their behavior is getting better. You see that they're starting to realize that, okay, school is not that much of a challenge, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge issue. They can see themselves graduating, whereas where we first started the program, we would get students in the door that would say, oh, well, I don't have to do my homework because I'm not going to graduate anyways.
Okay.
But now it's more of it's a built-in theme that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you are going to graduate school and we are going to help you. So that's really nice to see the students.
Yeah, I think that's the most important aspect,
yeah.
the confidence and being able
Absolutely.
To see themselves graduate.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, if somebody knows a student or they want to volunteer, you have a website?
Yeah, www.phelpshelps.ca. You can sign up to become a volunteer there. You can sign up your child to become a participant in our programs mm-hmm. there. You can also make a donation through our website
okay.
if you don't have any free time to be a volunteer
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the information about the details on our particular programs are also located on the website.
Okay. If somebody doesn't have internet, is there a phone number?
Yes, 819-704-0799.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And anything else we should know?
Just changed our location.
Okay.
So we're now located at 272 Dufferin Street in Stansted.
Mm-hmm.
We have our location, it's all ours. So mm-hmm. we have an office in there. So if you want to stop by and ask us about our programs or ask us about Phelps in general, we're there.
Okay. And are there specific office hours that somebody can
stop yeah. by? Monday to Thursday from 10 to 2.
Okay. 10 to 2. That's great. Well, it sounds like a wonderful program and really, really important, really well needed in the townships.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Clea, and all the best.
Thank you very much.